In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. The Gospel reading today, as our Lord speaks about these different kinds of soil that the seeds fall upon, we of course want to be the good soil, and we ask ourselves, what is it that we need to do to get there? We recognize, as we've talked about, that we need to fight at each one of those levels, because what we see in all four of them is going to happen to us as we progress. In other words, the first one, we see that some of the seed falls on the path and the devil comes to take it away, so the people don't have faith and believe. On one hand, you can look at it and say, well, thankfully, I've already passed that test. On one level, the devil is going to keep trying. It's not over with. He knows where your weaknesses are. He's going to keep trying to pull that away. All you have to do is look at what's gone on in the last 50 years. When I was a kid, you couldn't find a seat in a church. Now, yeah, you can find one just about anywhere. People have fallen away. People who passed that first test. The devil didn't take their faith away. Well, yeah, he did. For whatever reason. Because we've all got our reasons. Oh, it was the priest scandal back 25 years ago. Oh, it was the financial thing. Oh, it was COVID. Oh, it was this. Oh, it was that. Whatever it is. Something on the natural level took away our faith in Jesus. On the supernatural level. Oh, no, they'll say, I still believe in Jesus. Right. So therefore, you don't practice your faith because you believe in Jesus. Sorry, it doesn't work. Devil took it away. See how slick he is. Then we get to the second one, and those are the ones that don't have much root. And again, we might think, well, thankfully, again, I've survived that one too. Yeah, we don't know what's coming. We have no idea what's going to happen in our lives. They tell us that the Sahara Desert was once a rainforest. Not anymore. All those beautiful trees, all that lush greenery that was there at one time is all gone. But the acacia tree is still there. The acacia tree is there because it has roots that go down over 100 feet. All the other ones whose roots maybe went down even 20 or 30 feet, they didn't have enough water. They all died. So sometimes that can happen to us too. Things get difficult. They get dark. They get dry. They get painful. It feels like God's a million miles away from us. And we quit. We die. We shrivel up. And so we haven't necessarily made it through that second level. Maybe initially, yes. But again, we have to allow those roots to keep going deeper and deeper and deeper, because in a time of dryness, maybe they aren't deep enough yet. Then we've got all the stuff in the world that's going to choke us off. And this is actually where the vast majority of practicing Catholics get stuck. Because we just go through the motions and we think that that's good enough. I go to church, I pray my rosary, what else is there to do? Yeah, I go to confession, I keep myself in the state of grace. It's all good. It's all necessary. And it's all on the surface. I go through the motions, but I bear no fruit. Are we going deeper? Are we fighting our way through all of the things that society has to offer? Just as we're going to have to fight against the devil trying to take the faith away, just as we're going to have to fight to make the roots go deeper, so now we have to fight against all the things of the world. All the things that the flesh, the world, and the devil are going to throw at us. How badly do you really want God? Most people would say, well, kinda. Of course, we'd all say, yeah, I really want him badly. It's like, you're right, prove it. Kinda is where most of us are at. I sorta kinda want God, and I don't wanna go to hell, so if it's one or the other, yeah, I want God. But I want my cake and I wanna eat it too. I want to be worldly and I want to say I'm spiritual. I want to immerse myself in all the things of the world, all the materialism, all the selfishness, all the pleasure, and I want to say, but I believe in Jesus, so aren't I wonderful? Wrong. Where's the fruit? There isn't any. But I got a lot of money. I got more material stuff than you. I got fancy stuff. I got expensive stuff. Oh boy, look at all my fruit. Not one ounce of it is going to go with you to heaven. Zero. It's all going to be left behind. What's going to go with you to heaven is the spiritual fruit. And if we aren't going to fight through all of these temptations, we're going to bear none. Oh, we can convince ourselves, and we're really good at it. The friend I call Regina Rationabilis, or Regina Justificationibus, the queen of rationalization, queen of justification. Jesuits don't allow women in, but she'd be a good one. They can justify anything. They can rationalize their way around anything. It doesn't work. We've got excuses for everything, and we can convince ourselves of just how wonderful we really are. The question is, what's God going to say? Because we're not going to convince Him of how wonderful we really are. He knows the truth, even if we've duped ourselves. So you see, in order to be that good soil, we have to fight through the first three in order to get that fruit, or that soil that's going to bear great fruit. So how do we do this? Number one, and the only way, is prayer. And I'm not talking about saying prayers. That's necessary. That's not going to get you where you need to be. It is that deep, silent, interior prayer. It is spending at least a half hour a day in that mental prayer and seeking union with the Lord. We aren't going to make it otherwise, because it is that which is going to draw us near to Him. It's that which is going to make us love Him more, and therefore it's that which is going to make us desire Him more. In the midst of the dryness and the darkness, if you can remain faithful in prayer and you can persevere, those roots are going deeper and deeper and deeper. And the reason you need those deep roots is because then when you got all that other junk that's up on the top, all those temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, the deeper the roots go, the stronger you are to be able to withstand all these things pushing against you. And eventually, as you continue to grow and develop, all of a sudden you're going to see that the canopy of your tree is going to be able to sprout right through all of these things. And all the green that'll be up there on the top will be high above all of the temptations, all the things of the world. That takes time. That takes effort. That takes the love of God. We have to make God the priority in our lives. Plain and simple. Otherwise, we're just going to give in. We'll be content. It's the human problem. Dante talked about that long time ago. You got this one group over here, and you got this one, but then you got this group in the middle, which is huge. The whatever group. The wind blows this way, we'll go that way. If the wind blows this way, we'll go over that way. It just sways in the wind. It just doesn't do anything. It's just dead. The Lord said, be hot or cold, or I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. He wants us to be on fire with love. That's what it's all about. That's what's going to determine where you're going to be in heaven. That's what's going to determine what you're going to do for the rest of eternity. That's what you're going to be judged on, is your love for God and for neighbor. That's what it's all about. That requires deep roots. And that requires a tree that is going to be able to withstand all the temptations, all the wind, all the rains, all the things, all that comes at it, and be able to shoot through everything else, to be able to bear fruit on those top branches. That's what the Lord is looking for from us. And so we have to really ask ourselves, do I really want that? Let me put it another way. Most of us love humility when we see it. We see a humble person, it is so beautiful. And then you can ask yourself, do I really want to be humble? We'd say, well, it'd be nice if I was, but I don't really want to do what's required to get there, because you've got to be humiliated and dragged through the mud and kicked around and beaten down. I don't want that. I want the end, but I don't want the means. I want to get to heaven, but I don't want to do what's necessary to get there. I want to love God, but I really don't want to do what's really required for it. Are we willing to let go of our own will? This is the hardest thing in the spiritual life, so I'm just going to present this to you this way. We pray that God's will would be done. Do we really want His will? His will is great when it's exactly what I wanted already anyway. But when I want one thing and God wants the other, guess what I'm going to do? What I want. Because I am absolutely in love with me and my will. So all the lip service to say, yep, I want to love God, I want to do the will of God. And then we have the opportunity and we say, oh, no, 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 I want to do what I want to do. I already had plans, thanks, Lord. Doesn't work. So we need to work in that way to be able to learn to overcome our own will, make our will one with God's, make Him the top priority rather than ourselves being the top priority. That's not easy. It's not natural. It requires prayer. That's why if we want to be able to bear that fruit for the Lord, we have to work through all the different stages. And not just at the early part and the middle part and the later. No, no. It's all the way along. The devil's going to try and take it away right away. He's going to try and take it away later on. The roots have to keep going deeper because it's going to keep getting drier. So what's dry at the beginning of your spiritual life, you'll be able to chuckle at it later on in your spiritual life. It's like, yeah, I thought that was tough back then. Now look at what he's asking. Yeah. And then the temptations, the struggles, all the things, they just keep getting more because we keep getting stronger. Because the roots are going deeper, because we're getting to be stronger, he allows even bigger struggles for us, so that we can continue to grow. So it's at all the different stages, not just early and later on and whatnot. It's all the way along, same pattern. So that's what we have to be aware of. And there's a choice that needs to be made on our part. How badly do we want it? Among those who pray, I will remind you what St. Teresa says. There are many people who make it to the fourth mansion and very few who make it through it. There are seven mansions, so the fourth one is right smack in the middle. Why? Because, she says, they are unwilling to go through the sufferings that are required to get through it. That's what we have to look at. Do we really want to be purified? Do we really want to love God? Are we really willing to do whatever it's going to take to get there? So we've got Lent coming in just a few days. All the things we can do, the one that is most important is your spiritual life. So yes, if there's something in the way, get rid of it. But if I could encourage you to do one thing if you're not doing it already, make prayer the priority. Because in so doing, you are making God the priority. And get that firmly established so that when Lent ends, you're just going to continue. Remember, Lent isn't just about, I'll give this up for 6 weeks and nothing changes in my life. Lent is about trying to lay a foundation, establish something so that we can continue on with it when Lent is over. The most important thing is prayer. So as you look at those things in the gospel, ask yourself if that's really what you want. Not just generically, yeah, it'd be nice to bear great fruit. Am I really willing to do what's going to take to be able to bear that fruit for the Lord? Because it has to be for the Lord. And therefore, he must be the priority.